Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Rough weather, especially for those who want to plant. How safe is it right now to begin planting?
Well, the first thing you have to think about is make sure that your ground is dry enough, because if you're planting or even walking around in wet, mucky, muddy beds, you're going to end up compacting those beds and you're going to have problems with it for the rest of the summer. So if your bed is dry enough, or if the space where you want to plant is dry enough, the next thing you have to make sure of is that the plant that you purchased that you want to put in the ground has been hardened off, which means you can't go to the greenhouse and buy these plants that are still in the greenhouse and bring them home and plant them, because they won't make it. You've got to gradually put them outside during the daytime, bring them back in a sheltered area at night, and do that for like, four or five days to get them accustomed to the outside. Then once they're hardened off, if our temperatures are not going to drop below, 38 degrees or so, then you can probably safely plant the perennials, which are hardened off. But, for annuals, for many of the annuals, for vegetable plants, you've really got to wait until we stop getting these huge fluctuations in weather.
So for those interested in the annuals, how much longer will we have to wait, do you think?
I wish I knew, because I'm just as anxious as everybody else. But, for hardy annuals, things like pansies, if they're hardened off, you can put pansies out right now. They'll be fine. Other spring annuals that have been hardened off at the greenhouse that are in baskets usually, you can put those out. But I see a lot of people buying ferns, for example, and trying to put them out on their front porch already, and I think it's still too cold. I think, we're anxious to get out there, but really it's still April. So if you wait another couple weeks, maybe wait till March, mid-May, you're safe with pretty much many of the plants. Again, for vegetables, like you can put lettuce out there now. It doesn't care. You can put cauliflower, those kinds of things. Don't care about the weather. But for all the things that most people want to plant, tomatoes, peppers, all that, you've got to wait at least till the end of May. Because if you rush it, you're going to end up putting them in there. They're going to get hit by a cold snap and die, and you're going to end up replanting them all.
And how frustrating has it been to have to have this waiting period to begin the planting season?
Well, I don't think this spring is too much different than last spring. We always get that one warm week, or we get a week that's, a week and a half of warm weather, and we think, all right, spring is finally here. Let's get to it. And everybody goes out and they start cleaning out their beds and, maybe even cutting the lawn. And then we get hit with this colder couple of weeks of weather. Really, May is, Mother's Day is the typical time. Mother's Day used to be the day that the greenhouse is opened even. Now the greenhouse is open a little bit before Mother's Day. But even the greenhouses are not getting their plants together till May. So you've got to wait at least till May. It's frustrating, especially when you get a couple of warm days, because you want to get out there and start digging in the dirt. But, the other thing about gardening is, in a way, gardening is all about patience.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.